You better come back and we put our... It's a...
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. I have two great girls and two great friends in the studio, and makes me just happy, and my face is all smiling, and I don't care that my wrinkles eventually will grow on me because of my constant smile. But this is the day, like every Monday, that Ilona Europa is in the LA Talk Radio studios at 6 till 7 every Monday, and I'm celebrating life today. I'm celebrating with my friends a really, really special day, Mother's Day, and I think that's the most important topic of today, and also woman power topic. And I cannot say more. I just need to introduce my guest. Okay, on my right, I have the two gorgeous girls. One is blonde, one is redhead. Hi, Fauna Hodel.
Hello there. So good to be with you again.
Oh my gosh, I cannot tell everybody. There was like 9 months, 8 months. That we didn't see each other even more?
I know. I just picked up and went to Honolulu.
We will talk about this a little bit because that's very, very unusual story. And you are a very unusual human being. And I think you are like friend of every friend that you can dream of. Something's about you that people love you and you have a lot of friends and you are like the angel. I don't understand what's wrong with you. But maybe we can have something to learn from you. Again, how we are spelling your name? Your name
Fauna,
is
Fauna. Fauna, F-A-U-N-A, like flora and fauna from Sleeping Beauty, the fauna fairy that says, I just love happily ever after. I'm Fauna, Fauna Hodel, H-O-D-E-L.
Very unusual name and has some mystery a little bit,
too many.
We'll talk a little bit about that too. And then I have this blonde, gorgeous friend of mine. And you know what?
And all mine.
And yours too, obvious. Again, it's the reason why we are here. And we'll talk a little bit about this too. Okay, Barbara. Barbara, can you introduce yourself? Your name is Barbara Hollander.
Hollander.
That's a very unusual name, too.
Thank you.
How you spell your name?
H-O-L-L-A-N-D-E-R.
And you are originally from New York, yes?
Yes, I am. You could hear my accent.
You know, hey, that's what we are. This is the show about accent on, you know.
My children make fun of me all the time.
I think you start getting, you're losing a little bit an accent. When I met you like a year and a half ago, I met you in a very unusual time of my life. Fauna came to my life, I think, more than a year and a half ago. I was still, I was thinking, happily married. Everybody laughs. After, 25 years, my marriage fell apart. We hoped to work together on certain charities. I was hoping that you will be working with us, with our entertainment company. But, you know, then life has own roads and very own surprises. And, you know, I was very interested always to talk to you because you were working with Celebrity Society magazine. And I knew you know everybody who is anybody in LA. And you're just... the sweetness about you, and the, like I say, you want to hug you every time when I meet you. You know it's something good about you, naturally good. And I knew that you will bring some life stories, and if we'll ever work with your friends on any charity event, there will be right people for any charity. And you work with this magazine for a long time, yes?
I was with Celebrity Society magazine several years. The magazine, after over 42 years, stopped being printed. Saddest day of my life. I love that magazine. We interviewed philanthropists, people who pay it forward. But it closed. Everything changes in life, as we find out.
That's our story for today. Like I said, we are friends. I know it's nothing more strong and cool and unusual than friendship between ladies, between women, the real friendship. Because we can, like, meet, then we go to our own ways. Everybody's doing the ups and downs and just catches the fire and just does something what we need to. And then we meet again. And like we never left, you know, our seats or our meetings. Barbara, I will come back to Fauna because obviously Fauna has so many seats. You wear so many hats. But Barbara, you are very unusual, sweet lady too. And why do I like you? Also, because you are very creative human being. You are independent woman. You have very, very unusual life story too. And we all, in a way, are single mothers. You know, right now I will say for the last 2 years, for sure I am a single mom of beautiful daughter who is right now 20 years old, and I'm the biggest and the most proud mother in the whole wide world. And Fauna, you will say the same.
Yes,
you have
it? I have two daughters. Actually, my daughters, they're way older than 20 years old.
That's
and
okay,
they're
I'll let you.
Lovely, wonderful, amazing.
Yeah,
women.
I have another daughter. I have another from a previous marriage. You know, she's in Brussels right now. Yeah, and she's in her 30s too. Then I know we all look hot, but we really have our past behind and beautiful children. Yeah, then yes, you have two girls. Yes, wonderful. We can a little spend time and introduce their life stories to people. And coming back to Barbara. Barbara, you have two sons.
Yes,
and
I
you
do.
Raised them in a way on your own.
Pretty much, yeah. I did for the past 13, 14 years. I lost both my parents. I didn't have family to help me. And I was awarded full custody on the second court date, which was pretty much unheard of in New York, in Nassau County Supreme Court. And no child support all these years, and somehow I say from hell to heaven, an absolute miracle. Never thought I would get.
I don't know if our listeners heard, because this is a mother after Mother's Day accent on, and I swear it's the happiest day of our three lives. This day is really very special because we have beautiful children, and we know the children loves us so much. But on another hand, Barbara, you said no support from your ex-husband, no financial support, and two teenagers, yes?
Correct. Yet, Garrett is now 24. My other son, Austin, is turning 18 the end of June.
Then for the last 13 years, you are just doing it on your own.
I was doing it on my own. Unfortunately, my parents passed away, and they left me some money, which I never knew that they had, and I went through with taking care of them.
Yeah. In my situation, yes, I never thought that I would be just, you know, trying to help my child with her education. And I know California is the funky state that in age of 18, father just can wash the hands and wash out and say, you know what? You are in USC, now you pay your own bills. That's what happened to us. Mm-hmm. And we are both, me and my daughter, somehow fighting financial obligation towards school and our lives and our bills and a past not pay bills. And, you know, with $1,000-something a month of help from after 25 years of marriage, I really woke up in hot water, not knowing what I will be doing. You know what? But again, that's what I'm saying. We are three ladies. We have a life story that are very unusual. And I think most of listeners, probably ladies, they can say something, add something to this. Scary stories, but somehow, somewhere, we all mothers are managing and keeping our lives, our children close to us. You, Barbara, mentioned that you received a beautiful card from your son, you know, and we are a little tearing up because you know, I know it's crazy to read because it's so personal, but your son had not easy 4 years in his life. The last 4 years are beautiful years, yes?
Mm-hmm.
He's just healthy and happy and right now going to great places in life.
My heart is pounding listening to you.
I know, because I know you, and before, and I little bit know a story of your son. Like most of mothers, sometimes the life of our children gets them to dark places. But you are proud mommy. You don't need to cry. You need to smile. And we all say, hey, to both of your sons, they're doing great, yes? And your card was just beautiful,
Thank you. So personal.
I got also a beautiful card from my daughter, very beautiful roses, and just I love them. Fauna, I know that your girls are a little older, but every day they call you. You are there for them, for grandchild. You just hands on mom, you know, and grandma.
I was a mother from the time I was 16 years old. So, yes, and those, my first daughter is as close to me as she was when she was a baby, and my youngest daughter is also, so I'm blessed.
Okay, now, let's come back a little bit to your life story, because this is accent on, again, on the friendship, on beautiful accent, on gorgeous, gorgeous mothers all around the world who are just raising sometimes children on their own. Or great, great mothers who have, you know, help also. But we are doing a lot of work around the home with children's life. But your life story, I can say, is crazy. It's just crazy. And it's ready for film, ready for book writing. Oops, you did all of this. You wrote a book about your life. Yes, Fauna?
Yes, there is a book out. It's only my first 25 years. And I have no problem saying I am almost 63 years old, so I've
been... You are the beautiful 63 years old girl.
I'm okay with it. But the book covers my first 25 years. It's called One Day She'll Darken. Oh, my God, what does that mean? The mysterious beginnings of Fauna Hodel. So you already know it was quite interesting.
And you were 16 when you had your first baby.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, I just have to say, when I was 8 years old, I already knew my focus and my mission, that one day I was going to grow up and do a movie. And I've always been an aware soul. So by the time I even had a baby, I turned 16 August 1st. She was born August 7th. But it actually changed my life in a wonderful way, because I had a really hard childhood and it gave me purpose in life. My daughter, my beautiful baby. I don't encourage young girls to go out there and have babies at a young age.
Yeah. But it was many, many years ago, which means you really were on your own in a way. That was not today's time. That a lot of people, if things like that happen, we still will try to help, you know, raise the child. Schools right now are opening doors and you can be mother. You can still learning and studying, finish high school and stuff like that. But that was many, many years ago.
A long time
ago. And you were in Vegas then?
Reno, Nevada. I remember going to a maternity school in ninth grade. Was that ninth grade or 10th grade? It's been that long ago. But then I would later go on and finish and get my GED and take college courses as such. But, you know, being a mother, I had a very hard childhood. My book, One Day She'll Darken, is the story of me, a light Caucasian, light-skinned child who was given away at birth. As a mixed race baby, and I would find out years later it was all a lie. And so, but growing up that time in America, white people treated me like I lived with cockroaches. Black people treated me like I was a foreigner from another planet.
I'm sure you were surrounded by
a lot of prejudice on every level. And I learned how to lean on angels. That was my point.
We talk about this. I know some people believe, some people don't believe, but I think we all agree that we need to hold on to something. Sometimes to get through this hard time, you can call this religion, you can call this beliefs, you can call this inner power, hope,
mystical.
Love, mystical. And more, I think all of us feel good to believe that if things crazy in life somehow, somewhere got resolved in unusual, must be something up there helping us to just get through these hard times. You call them angels.
Well,
you know, believe that angels are.
Well, when I was a little girl, I was raised, actually, I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles in a very rough area, Compton. I'd go over, you know, that's where my mother would spend our summers. And I remember one of the kids was going to cut my throat in the neighborhood because I had white skin. And my grandmother, you know, I was screaming like, oh, big mama, come help me. And I remember my grandmother coming out and grabbing me, you know, putting me in her arms. And she goes, baby, don't you ever worry. God and God's angels will always watch over you. Well, in my fear, I remember what my grandmother told me, because truly she had said, if you're ever afraid and I'm not around, you just call on help and they'll be there in an instant. And there was something about that that got embedded into me, absolutely. And I've had, then she would die when I was 5 years old, and she started talking to me from her casket. So I've had many mystical encounters.
Wow.
Yes. So they're real.
And I
real.
Know your book, probably everything
yes,
we can
absolutely.
Read in the book.
Yes, absolutely.
And you say that fast speed forward, you lost your grandma, then you were 16 years old, you gave birth to the child.
Yes.
And the child, what color skin your child has?
I know. Well, she is a biracial baby, because I always wanted to be mixed. I used to carry my birth certificate around because it says father Negro, name withheld, mother, you know, white. And so I wanted to be, I use the word black because I love black. Black represents power and and vibrancy and color. But as a little girl, I used to wish my skin was dark. Okay. So when, of course, I'm, you know, my boyfriend was a black man, a beautiful black man, and my daughter was beautiful.
I had pleasure to meet her. I think we met at the Woods
yes.
Gallery, a beautiful exhibition for a painter that we all know and like. She's a beautiful girl.
She's stunning. And I used to say, I don't care if she's polka dot. She's my baby
she's
and I love her.
Beautiful girl.
Inside and out beautiful.
And what is she doing right now?
Right this second, she's just coming back from Italy.
Oh, hello. Okay, then I want, because we are talking about our motherhood, and I have two girls. You have two girls also. Then a few years later, you got a new love story going on in your life, and you have another girl, yes?
I have a beautiful blue-eyed, blonde daughter who truly my girls represent the color of love. They're 11 years apart. They are best friends, and they're just amazing. Barbara is, we're both Leos, and we love our children. Well, we all love our children, but she reminds me, she loves her boys the way I love my girls. Mm-hmm. Family is everything to us.
Yeah, yes. We are coming back to that. Our lives is crazy. All of three of our life stories is just really unusual. I will say, okay, I'm sure listeners say we have our own problems. And I would love to one day to hear listeners' life story, ladies' life stories.
Yes.
But we are three friends, and it just is three books going on for sure. And Barbara.
Yes.
You know, you're so gentle soul. You know, I know you always are working around charities. I know you are right now, I think, on the uphill to something good happening in your life. Yes, your babies are perfectly fine. They really manage their life beautifully, and they're making money, and they dream about becoming, one wants to be film producer, and
yes,
another one is just also great musician, yes.
And he's an insurance agent. He's going for his real estate license, and he writes music on the side.
And you also are in love. Which I am not, and Hoda, you are not too?
I'm waiting. He's around. He's out there.
He's
Do
out
you
there.
Hear me? Do you hear me?
I'm trying to like myself right
you.
Now.
Well, ladies, when the angels want it to happen, that's when it happens.
Come on
you
in.
Right.
When you
yes.
least expect it.
Yeah. I think, but you need to be ready. You need to just, like I say, like yourself first. And
I love
forgot.
Me.
For like last 2 years, I forgot what is right about me. I only thought that something is horribly wrong
no.
with me. But yeah. The time really heals the wounds. And you, Barbara, again, I'm coming back to you. You're in love, you know. And I had the pleasure and honor too. We have met your wonderful gentleman. And he's pretty
Thank
involved
you.
Right now in a good project, which
oh,
obvious.
Many
that's what
projects.
You do too.
Yes.
Okay, let's pick one, because somehow I think it's, you know, close to our hearts. It's in Malibu. It's all about Malibu, and it's very unusual.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll pick Malibu.
Yes.
He's working on a reality-ish show called Malibu Clout, And he's in production right now. And believe it or not, it's all with beautiful 20-year-olds in little itty-bitty teeny-weeny bikinis these hunky guys. And then for some reason, they picked me to be the Malibu pet psychic.
We love our pets. I have two dogs, and they are a little troubled, but I can imagine you can talk to the animals probably very, very nicely. But what is the show about? Because I like how you described the idea for the show.
It takes place throughout Malibu, and there's going to be music in it as well. Mostly young artists that aren't signed. And it's just about this ride shop called Clout, which is in Malibu, in Zuma, about this guy, his name is George, and how crazy he is in the water, and it's his life's passion and dream, and what goes on in the shop, and all this drama, and, you know, scenes on the beach and fighting and
you know, because surfing. You are telling me and telling us that it really is a lot of children or teenagers always gather there, and stories really, I like the story because you know, yeah, it will be entering our teenagers' children's lives, and all happens in Malibu, which means, like you say, Baywatch mixed with...
It's going to be like Baywatch and Jackass. It's going to be a comedy.
I don't know. I love this combination. It sounds great. And I think this is a good time to just play some young music. Happens. This is a Natasha Mira song with Patrick Reza, one of the hottest producers for dubstep. Like I always say, I'm plugging the song completely because Natasha is my daughter and she's really, really hot singer and producer and also songwriter, but they both really created this crazy song that right now has hundreds of thousands of people, you know, clicking on SoundCloud, and we'll see how far they will get, but I don't know. I love my daughter.
Seems out of sight, but we will continue to fight. chasing fire tonight.
Natasha Mira, Patrick Reza, more than 200,000 hits on SoundCloud in last 3 weeks. 200,000 hits. People listening, people love the song. And whoa, you know, I'm proud mother. This is the best present for Mother's Day. And I'm a musician. My daughter is a musician. Barbara is also mother of son who loves the same style of music. And who knows what will happen? I think we all will be working somehow together on something. Okay, Barbara, you tell me right now. I know also you are interested in a lot of charities. You are working with charities. You had warm heart towards a few of them. If you can pick one cause, what would be?
Actually, one of the films that we're doing is called Topanga. It's a rockumentary, and we've decided to work with autistic organizations. And if you ask me to pick one charity, I would say autism, because I'm not done having my family. Yes, I'm not having any more babies, but my children are.
Yeah.
And the numbers keep going up.
Yeah,
one out of 68. So what are the odds? My boyfriend has 4 children. I have 2. That means 6 children between us. And one of these children, our grandchildren, right. So what we're going to do with the Topanga rockumentary is a portion of the proceeds will go to various autistic organizations.
Wonderful. You know, soon, I think next month, we'll be having a new segment on LA Talk Radio and Accent On, and will be called It's a Wild World Out There. And seems like we are talking about animals, but really we are talking how to survive, we humans and animals, how to survive in this crazy world out there. And I'm really, really believing that we'll create great event, which will mix, you know, people's lives, animals' life, issues, how to survive, how to just help each other when we are down, how to just hold a hand and just bring maybe somebody who needs our help and just get them going. Why I'm talking about this? Because I know 3 of us will be probably really working on this project, and I hope we'll pick few charities that we can also send money away or just awareness. But I'm coming back to Fauna. Fauna, you left us. You left LA abruptly one day, and you know what I heard? I'm like, oh my gosh, another person that I like leaves to Hawaii. You know, my ex-husband lives in Maui and seems like he loves there. You just left for another reason.
Well, I had actually lived there for 20 years, and I actually had been in LA for about 12, and I went through a breakup. I guess it was like the time of...
Same time!
it was just not a nice situation. You know how you find out there's another woman, right? And at the end of the day, it was all meant to be.
I know.
I didn't want him anymore anyway.
We are not bitter anymore.
She did me a favor, so.
Yeah, but why always is another woman and we are the one that are guilty of splits?
You know,
you're bad, my wife. And then you find out, oh, okay, I was maybe not bad. Somebody else was better for the moment.
Well, at the end of the day, I believe that all things work together for good.
Yeah.
And the truth is, that door got slammed in my face.
Mine too?
And I went, you know what? Honolulu. Honolulu is like I'd lived there for 20 years. A friend offered me to come stay for a while. And I was just going to go for a few months because, back to my book project, mm-hmm. I had a huge producer, Patty Jenkins, who produced Monster. She had taken it to HBO with Harpo, pretty huge. And they were pitching it as a long-running series. And I knew I had 3 or 4 months before I, you know, would know about all that. So I go to Hawaii, and long story short, that all fell apart too. And I and then my best friend, who, you know, I was staying with, had a brainstem stroke. So the universe, for some reason, you know, that place nurtured me for a few months, and then I turned around and I've been giving back to help my friend get back on her feet.
And I know you also, your mommy is there, yes?
Yes, and my birth mom. It was many, many reasons. My birth mom, same time that my friend had a brainstem stroke, my birth mom was being put in an assisted living home. So I am able. My goal is I'm complete with that by August. I will be back here in the City of Angels. This is home. I love you, L.A.
Oh, we love you back. I am so happy that you are done with this part of your journey, hopefully. And hopefully everything is, like you say, for a reason. Yes, your mom was in assisted living. My mom also, you know, in the same moment when my marriage was falling apart, I just got left with my mom. Illness, and she was in Poland, and I needed to deal not only with my divorce, with my child being alone, her getting to USC, me having no money to pay for the school, and then my mother was so sick, and I lost her 3 months ago, you know. And then again, I went to Poland with my daughter. God, thank you for some friends who just helped with the tickets, because, you know, doing funeral on my own from the distance. God, thank you again for the friends in Poland who just helped me to do that. But again, this is not a bad story. We are talking about Mother's Days. I had the bestest mother ever. You know, then I was just far away. I didn't do enough for her. I will die thinking that I did nothing good to help my mom to survive her last year and a half, you know, in better ways. I did what I could, but always I could do more. But, you know, this guilt will stay with me forever. But I deal with this, you know, crazy situation in my life. And like I said, eventually I lost my mama, you know. And then now I have only is me, my daughter, and another daughter who is in Brussels. And, you know, in a way, she doesn't like me. Then, you know, it's just life is crazy. But you know what? I don't know. Again, the friendships, ladies, we are so strong. And I'm saying it's the wild world out there, because sometimes you never know who is the animal who will just cut your throat or try to stab you. This could be person that you love the most. This could be person that you never expected. This could be just life situation that you thought everything's going right way. And then one day you wake up, you lose everything, you know, and then you say, what now? I was so lucky to have a lot of, you know, shoulders, not a lot, few shoulders that I could cry on. And that's what helped me get through my drama, you know.
But what now is you have the opportunity to restore and revitalize, because we're all going to die one day. Yes. Changes always happen. It's how we move through it. I've been through a lot in my life, and I have a kind spirit. I'm blessed, but I really call on blessings. I might cry for a moment, but I go right back into I'm blessed, I'm beautiful. A miracle is on its way to me. But all that energy, the more you focus on the pain and the sadness, it's like energy follows energy and it grows and amplifies. So
yeah, we have some lesson right now today to give to whoever listen to us. And this could be gentlemen who also sometimes are raising children on their own, or they are really in a hard situation, they are divorced, you know. But fact is that life gives us a lot of trouble sometimes, and friendships, what will get us through.
Good friends.
And then believe that there is something maybe out there, whatever we call this, but the strength need to be in us, you know, with him. But whatever the belief is there, that is somewhere, you call this angels, it's call inner power.
Positive energy. Just even if you just look at it as positive energy. Most people aren't taught how to speak from words of positivity. They're so, they grow up in it, life is hard, life is this, it's yada, yada, yada. But it's the yada, yada, yada that we have to change.
Yeah.
We have to change.
Get out of the circle.
It's our thought process that we have to change the seeds that we wake up every day planting in our minds.
Three of us. Three of us are very creative, and maybe that's the worst really sin that we have on us, because life is easier when you are not too much creative. But with us, you wake up one day and you have ideas in your head, and then from ideas to results, we all know, long way. And sometimes the ideas are not so smart. Sometimes they are just good for the moment. And then, you know, and the passion and the hard work need to be in us. But three of us with the crazy life story, somehow we are reinventing the wheel. And I know you cannot say out loud too much, but I know something's good cooking for you, Fauna.
Huge.
And I know you will be back, and we are keeping our fingers crossed. You know, you got this amazing book. You got amazing story that was almost filmed many, many years ago with millions of dollars invested in this project. I know you are there to talking to a lot of important people, and we are praying and hoping for you that your dreams will come true.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One door closes, another door opens. When that deal fell apart with Patty Jenkins, and speaking of friends, Barbara Hollander had planted a seed with someone, and I'm not discussing and sharing any names, but a few years later, through that door that never even, you know, I didn't even know would open back up again, a huge miracle is afoot. So I can't say anything more than that.
But that's another lesson.
Friends.
You know, please, friends, we need to
share. Angels and friends.
I just love to share my contacts with my friends. And sometimes people say, why are you giving so easily this person name, that person name? Why are you giving the young student the bestest producer that you are working with? Why are you taking them to studios that maybe they will never get there? Why are you helping this, saying that? You know what? I really believe that what you give will eventually come back, even not to you, to your child.
Exactly.
And even seeing somebody for the moment being happier than you, you believe that one day can happen to you. Then that was a few years ago, and now, because of Barbara, a few years ago, just putting you together with somebody, maybe something great will happen this year, Barbara. That's really sweet of you.
Well, she deserves for it to happen.
Oh, you see, but that's what friends are for. We are just not judging. We are having the hands ready to just scoop a friend and hug them and say, you know what, you are not alone. And this is the worst 20 minutes of your life, but I let you, you know, somehow rebuild yourself and all will be okay. Then you know what? I have this cute song. Again, it's my accent on. I love my radio show. And again, Sam from LA Talk Radio, I would love to say personal thank you. And you know why. But again, I was in a little tiny moment of doubts and troubles. And I know that people listening to the show. And thank you again for having this opportunity to have my show and grow the show with people like today. Then we hear the life story. And I think you cannot just write this. They're real life stories. But then I have my song then I will be pitching soon to the radio, and I'm preparing and, you know, playing on LA Talk Radio. It's called Eternal Kiss. And I'm a very optimistic person. And then I like happy songs, sometimes sad, but this one is happy. And it's done also by Club Junkies from UK. Then I hope everybody will dance to this one.
Once or twice in a lifetime, we'll make our hearts stop beating. The moment you find.
Okay, I like the song. He's really happy. And also says something like forever young. Do we want to be forever young?
Oh, yeah.
And with all that energy, you're supposed to be in love and loving. It's coming in.
You think so?
You're ready. Come on. It's okay.
Gosh, I don't know what to
just
say.
Just go for it. Live fully now.
How can you trust after 25 years of being married and then your heart is broken? You find out somebody has already another person.
Well, I understand.
Very fast. And we all went through it, it seems like. But, you know, yeah, how can you rebuild and just heal your heart?
Because
I know it's
possible. Because you want to live life fully. You want to have fun. Get over it.
There's someone better for you, believe it or not.
Thank you, girls. I'm drinking water to not get too hot on this topic. For right now, you know, yes, we had a Mother's Day. We want to be forever young. Barbara, you look amazingly. You have two boys. You are a really hot lady. And again, everybody will go to, hopefully, to Axenon page on Facebook, and we'll have some pictures. How are you doing that? What are you doing to get so slim? Are you exercising a lot?
No, not really, but I should. No.
Okay, but
you're
again,
eating right.
People don't get it. You know, this is a hard job to look like you, probably, or not.
Well,
okay.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. I've been walking, but I just do some exercises at home. I need to go to the gym, but I do low carbs.
Low carbs. You know, and I'm serious about this because we are girlfriends and you are thin. Me and Fauna always try to lose some
weight.
We're
voluptuous. I'm voluptuous.
Oh, my gosh. my daughter, that's what she did for my Mother's Day. She took my hand and she said, Mommy, you are very, very beautiful lady. Thank you, Natashka. But you need to go with me to gym. You know what? It was like, I think the bestest present, a slap in my face. But yeah, she took my hand. And you know, it's third night that we are going every night to gym. And I don't know, she's doing something really good because I laugh because she looks like exclamation point, like exclamation point. She's so thin. And I say, I'm looking like question mark. Little two round here and there. I like myself. I know I like myself, but we always can improve something. That Barbara, you said you are doing low carbs. What does this mean? Because some people say low carbs is not really good type of diet, which means you don't eat bread. What you don't do?
I try to eat as little bread as possible. If I have something, it's in the morning because the sugar, the carbs turns to sugar, turns to fat.
Yeah.
So it really does work.
Okay. Do you like wine?
I don't drink for personal reasons.
Okay. Oh, I understand. That's very, very good reason, you know, to not drink. But then, yes?
Fun. Well, I actually watched Barbara. You've probably lost about 25 pounds since I've met you.
A little more.
She actually started eliminating carbs, and it just melted off. She keeps trying to get me to do it. I haven't done it
yet.
Oh,
my God.
My younger son. Yes. He copied me, he emulated me, and he lost probably 40 pounds doing it.
Okay, no. Okay, you wake up in the morning, what do you do? We want your day.
Yes.
Please, I'll come on this diet by Barbara.
Okay. Well, in the beginning, I didn't have any carbs for breakfast, so I would just have like fahi yogurt and walnuts and a little honey drizzled on it, and or I'd have cottage cheese another day or eggs. And then protein, you know, vegetable salads for dinner, for lunch. And then I started to slowly incorporate some carbs because it's not healthy. You could go in, your kidneys need some carbs. You could go into ketosis. It's just too much strain on your kidneys. But so now I'll have like double fiber English muffins, or the Ezekiel bread is flourless bread. So that's really cool. It comes sesame seed and cinnamon raisin.
What about sweets?
I always crave after dinner a little teeny tiny piece of chocolate, so I'll have a little bite or two.
Cakes ever?
I do. But you know, now that I've lost the weight, so now it's easy to maintain it.
To maintain. Okay, yeah. You said took you how many years?
Like a year and a half.
That's very nice and very slow. I like that. You know, I just don't want to do any radical things because we know we are older and we don't want to look shrunk in a funky way, like, you know. But that, yes, I like that, you know. And I know you. I know you are not joking. You really are a beautiful lady, great body. You look so young, and
so
your
sweet
way of
Thank
life
you.
Seems good. Me and Fauna, we can use maybe 5 pounds down. That's all what we need. I know. I saw you on Facebook. Sometimes you said, "Hey, I'm in gym."
I've been going a lot. I've actually started to trim down, and I'm happy with me, but yeah. I definitely want to live a longer life. And I know I'm a beautiful woman.
Yes,
I'm okay.
You are.
I'm okay with a little extra weight, but it's 20 pounds can leave my body. Thank you.
Okay, no, you know, let's start from the five.
I will allow that.
Okay, like I say, I don't know for how long I will be staying on this regiment to go at evening with my daughter, but I think we'll do it. She has little vacation, I know she works, but I think we can have this mother-daughter time. It's pretty, pretty fun.
Yesterday, ladies, you're both beautiful. Stop it.
But you know what is the funniest thing? Yesterday we went to party in my very nice friend's house also. Then we were a little dressed up, and then in a car, we said, oh, we'll change at evening. Right after party, we had cakes and stuff, like, we'll go straight to gym. That's what we did, but I forgot and she forgot the clothing, certain clothes to the gym. Then we had the sports shoes, God thank you, but nothing else then. I called it disco fitness because I always sparkle. I have always something sparkling on me. My daughter also has sparkle stuff, and we enter in the middle of the night, you know, this cute, very, very sportsy look gym, and we were like, every lady said, oh my gosh, I like your nails. Oh my gosh, what a cool clothes. I'm like, no, that's not gym clothes. We just came from straight from the party. Well, you know what? If you want, nothing really prohibits you from doing what you want. And we spent our 40 minutes laughing like crazy with my daughter. It was really, really fun evening. I cannot wait tonight at 11 at night to do this again, you know?
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And okay, because time is running up and we have out. That's English. Running up or running out?
Running out.
Running out. I would like to say, because all of us are really educated, well educated ladies, I think it's plus, you know, I like women who are smart, who are opinionated, they have some education. I know what you were doing, Barbara, you know, what is your education?
I only have a 2-year degree.
That's enough, but you were doing something special. What was your degree?
Just liberal arts.
Okay, but also I know that somehow, somewhere, you are very, because maybe of your children, you are really, really studying certain parts of health, and you understood, you know, when I ask you a medical question, you somehow always have an answer for that. How does this work?
Just ask Google.
That's what you do, that you are studying Google. And you also were studying, writing. You were in a California State University. What is your education?
Well,
where this writing came out? Did you write on your own? Your education?
I have a writing partner. No, I'm really good at getting people to work for me.
That's
my specialty.
Okay. My specialty in my country was different. Right now, I'm studying every day. What I'm saying, you know, it's not the title that makes you smart. It's the journey that makes you educate yourself in a part of life that you want to know more about, you know. And our three journeys are about every day. We'll see what's happened. We have an idea we are going after. You have big dreams. I cannot even imagine this. Your dream phone will happen. We will be all like, wow, we know her.
Wow.
That would
yes,
be like,
finally,
oh my God.
Finally it happened.
Well, Barbara, you are very close to your dream to being very independent woman, happy. Lady also in love, you
Thank
smile
you.
And you have beautiful two guys, boys, and we are so proud of what you achieve in life.
Thank
I'm
you.
Waiting for the smiley face, but right now my soul is healing and I think I'm fine too. My daughter is doing very, very well today. I understand she's all A student, maybe 1B plus. That's amazing. Then, you know, I think we can finish this beautiful Accent On show saying to all moms, we are doing good job. Yes?
Yes.
We feel like that?
My
Barbara?
Daughters are beautiful inside out.
And never, no matter what you're going through with your child in their teenage years or whatever, never give up hope and faith and keep believing and just love them unconditionally.
And keep your friends close. Because in the end, when life is not so good, your friends will help you get through all the wild world out of their problems, yes?
And my youngest daughter and her partner, her wife, they are launching DapperD.com. They're doing a Kickstarter to live their dream. So we're always helping our children, always going out there, putting out the great word for them. We're proud of our children. That's
Look
what this
you.
All started out
then
with,
everybody,
right?
Every lady, just if you have a dream, especially after a certain age, you know, if your children already are doing life on their own and they're fine, and we have some tiny little dreams, bigger dreams, something to study, something to get better in something, let's go and do it, you know. And just, I wish everybody the best. We love all our
and
friends.
And let your
and
children be who they're meant to be.
Yeah.
And don't instill your fears upon them.
Wow, that's very nice work. Okay, for right now, bye-bye. Accent on Ilona Europa and Fauna Hotel and Barbara Hollander.
Thank you so much,
Ilona. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Till next Monday.
Thank you.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.